After years of work, the Seattle City Council will finally vote on police accountability legislation. A council committee will vote Thursday, and it's expected to go to the full council next week. But as KUOW's Kate Walters reports, there are still disagreements on what the legislation should include.
As the council inches closer to the finish line, Police Chief Kathleen O'Toole and City Attorney Pete Holmes are asking for major changes to the police accountability legislation. In separate letters sent to council members, Holmes and O'Toole say the legislation is overly complex and that the oversight structure it outlines should be simplified. Holmes also says that civilian oversight is crucial, but he has a number of issues with the proposal to expand the Community Police Commission.
My suggestion is that the council might want to pause, re-examine what are the basic elements of a civilian oversight system to hold our police officers accountable.
Member of the Community Police Commission Lisa Dugard disagrees. She says now is not the time to pause the process.
There's nothing to say that if something doesn't work well that it can't be fixed, but we do need to get started and we need to end the debate about whether to get started.
Dugard says she's hoping the council will strengthen the role of the Community Police Commission when they vote on the legislation. The legislation will likely be amended in committee Thursday and when it goes to a full council vote. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.